David Patterson's humor was on display yesterday when he held his first press conference since the Spitzer scandal made him the governor-to-be. Here's how he responded when asked by a reporter if he had ever patronized a prostitute.
Only the lobbyists.
That was just one of the quips Patterson tossed out yesterday as he tried to bring some levity to what's been a tumultuous week in Albany. But he was also serious about the budget, campaign finance reform, and moving the state forward. Karen DeWitt has more from Albany.
Lieutenant Governor David Patterson was applauded by members of Governor Spitzer's top staff when he walked into the governor's ceremonial office for a press conference. Patterson then displayed one of the traits he is known for, his sense of humor.
Thank you very much. If most of you weren't being paid, I'd be flattered by that.
Patterson spoke at a makeshift podium that did not bear the state seal, since he's not officially governor yet. He says he considers Elliot Spitzer and his wife Silda to be close friends, and he says his heart goes out to them. He says this is not how he would have chosen to ascend to higher office.
I did not get to this position in the way that most people have, in the way that most people would want. But I made a commitment when I gave my word to Governor Spitzer in January 2006.
And Patterson, who will be sworn in a ceremony on Monday, says he's prepared to do what's required of him.
At this point, it is time to get back to the business of the state. I promised the governor yesterday that I would commit myself to the people of this great state, that we would have stability and continuity in those challenges that lie ahead.
And those challenges are substantial. The state faces a growing fiscal crisis, including a nearly $5 billion budget deficit. Patterson says he intends to carry out many of the policies that Governor Spitzer had championed, but the lieutenant governor, who is known to be better at compromise than his hard-charging predecessor, says some of those plans may evolve once he gets down to serious talks with the legislature. Patterson, when asked about whether he might support the state assembly's proposal to tax rich New Yorkers, said he remains committed to Spitzer's pledge not to raise personal income taxes, but warned that the worsening financial conditions could potentially change that. He did not fully commit to carrying out Spitzer's property tax cap commission, saying he'll have to determine whether the final plan is feasible. He did say, though, that he thinks now is not the time to raise the pay for state judges and lawmakers who have been asking for a salary increase.
Given what's happening in the economy, it's going to be very difficult to move on any type of enhancement at this particular time.
Patterson also reassured reporters from economically troubled Western New York, saying the University of Buffalo expansion and Rochester's downtown development would continue on track. Patterson met with legislative leaders and planned to continue meeting through the weekend with top policy staff to get up to speed before the swearing-in on Monday. Christine Anderson, Governor Spitzer's director of communications, who is helping with the transition, says she expects that under the circumstances, the event will be more of a ceremony than a celebration, and no elaborate parties are planned, just a simple reception to be held afterward. Governor Spitzer will not be attending. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.